So a catechist asked his religious formation class to draw pictures of their favorite Bible story, and he was very puzzled when he saw the picture of a little girl, because she had drawn a picture of an airplane with four people on it. And so he asked the little girl what Bible story this represented, and she said, "Oh, that's the flight into Egypt." And he said, "Okay." He said, "I see that, and I see that. I guess that's Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus, but who's the fourth person?" And she said, "Oh, that's Punches the pilot." And so there are four characters in the great drama of the Epiphany story today. Not Mary, Joseph, baby Jesus, and Punches the pilot, but the star, the child, King Herod, and collectively the Magi. First, the star. Stars, as you know, are in the heavens, and the heavens symbolize God. So the appearance of a star tells us that God has something he wants to reveal to the world. God wants to make something known to the world. God wants to communicate with us. Moreover, we only see stars when it is dark. And so God makes this epiphany not when the sun is out, but when there is darkness. It's interesting that the manifestations of Christ's birth, both of them, the first to the shepherds at Christmas and to the Magi today, both happen when it is dark. And that is because the human race is continually dwelling in darkness, surrounded by hatred, violence, sin, and despair. And God calls us to look up, to seek his light and his presence. And so John chapter 1, verse 5 proclaims, "Light shines in darkness, and darkness could not overpower it." But the star is not God. The star is not truth incarnate. But the star does show the sure road to God, to uncreated light, come to earth, hidden in a cave, in the poverty and weakness of a child in the arms of its mother. That is, right in the middle of the stuff of the earth. And that is why he is called Emmanuel, God with us. Now, Herod, however, when he hears about the great epiphany of the star, he is not thrilled and excited like the Magi when they see the star, but he is only perturbed. Because Herod symbolizes human anxiety, frenzy, busyness, fear, and worry. Herod cannot even step out onto one of his rooftop terraces where he has the whole night sky of Palestine at his disposal to see this star. Because Herod symbolizes a busy world whose life consists in exhausting itself with worry. Too busy and worried to even seek a savior. The most that Herod can do is use pious language for appearance's sake. He says, "When you have found him, let me know so that I can go and do him homage also." And then there's the Magi, the wise men, who are filled with delight when they see the star, God's revelation. They are filled with delight about it and they can't contain themselves, and nothing will stop them from finding where that star points. Not the arduous effort of long travel, nor the agitation of Herod and all that he represents. No, those wise men see right through Herod. I love how the gospel says they listen to what Herod has to say, and then undaunted and undeterred, they just move on to seek the manifestation of God. And even though they are filled with wisdom and riches, they bow low and adore Christ when they find him. No pious language there, but silent and speechless adoration and homage to uncreated light and truth. And so then, what about us? Are we missing what God wants to reveal because of despair or worry? Have we been overcome by darkness? Well, then, hear what the prophet says in our first reading when he cries out and he says, "Arise, shine out, your light has come." And so come then, let us adore him. Let us run to meet Emmanuel. And then we must go to be the manifestation of God with us to a world in darkness. Because God cannot be overpowered by human sin, violence, despair, and hatred. No. We must go forth to be that epiphany of faith and hope to that world in darkness, in sin, in violence, hatred, and despair. We go forth bearing to others the treasures of what has been revealed to us in Jesus. That is a lived message of unity, love, service, and detachment from the material things that lead to frenzy, worry, and violence. But first, we pause to adore the one who is in our midst in the simplicity of bread and wine. And we have communion with him. And we remember that light shines in darkness, and darkness can never overpower it. Amen.